Welcome back to the first episode of the year. Today I crack into a yarn with my good mate Timmy. This is the first of a series of episodes we'll be doing called The Debrief. Essentially, it's a quick yarn about a recent trip someone's been on. Think magazine article for those of us who can't read good. Hope you enjoy it.
The fact that I shouldn't have been going in the first place?
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have been going, you shouldn't have been at work. Well, the fact that you were late leaving. Did you make the flight easy, actually? That's it.
No, I was 2 minutes late.
2 minutes late. You got on all good, though.
Well, I turned off, and the lady goes to me, yeah, you're too late for your flight, buddy. Can't get your bags on the plane. Like, I got there on time for the flight, but I couldn't check my bags. I was like, oh, shit. But then I'm sitting there starting to scratch my head, thinking, how am I going to get down there on time? And then I hear a radio call come through saying the plane's delayed, so they let me on, thank God.
Really?
Yep.
So if it wasn't for a plane delay, you would have been...
We would have fucked up from the start.
Oh, God. Did you drive there, or did you drive to your mate's place and get...
I dropped my truck off at my mate's place, and then they dropped me at the airport.
Ah, okay.
But I'd spun yarns for about 20 minutes and wasted some time.
Oh, so it's your own fault that you were late.
Well, I thought I had to be like half an hour beforehand, which I did turn up, but I was 2 minutes late, so they've been real dicks about it. But I got on the plane, so I was all right, and we made the Black Clash, and that was a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. Big night out, or?
Nah, not too bad. I was a bit weary, because last time I had a big night out, it was a long shift up the hill, so... Somehow managed to get roped into a three-legged race at the halftime break, so well, that's another story.
Is that on TV?
I don't actually know. I haven't heard anyone pick up on it.
No, we should try and find it and see if we can get some footage of that. Because I watched the Clash, but I didn't... I think...
We got shafted.
Oh, well, look, I missed bits of it,
We got shafted because there was $500 up for grabs.
Yeah.
And we were like, shit, if we win this, we're going to share ourselves a chopper chip. We would pay for our chopper chip in. And we had to do, like, run 20 metres and turn around and run back.
Yeah.
And there was these other guys, they were pissed as chocks.
Yeah.
And they were like, we'll let the kids win. And they were just on a bloody mission to destroy everyone. So we were actually winning out in front, and we turned around, and we started going, and they just demoed us.
Oh.
They got absolutely shafted.
And so they got the 500?
No, some other random dudes did. Some of the guys that were the most pissed got it.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes, but a bit of a laugh anyway.
Shit. Yeah. So, I suppose we're back up. You've flown from the North Island to Christchurch for the Black Clash to go on a hunt on the coast.
Yeah, I was supposed to turn up on the 21st, but then someone mentioned the Black Clash, and I thought, I did a bit of fun, so the rubber arm got twisted a bit more.
You're the easiest person I know to rope into a trip. Just drop tools, we're going hunting. What was it? Work so you can afford. Work hard all week to pay to go hunting and spend the change on rum.
Oh, something along those lines.
Oh, yeah.
Something along those lines, you know. I did uni for 3 years in Lincoln, so it's like going home, going to the project.
Yeah, I suppose it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wake up. So when was Black Cash? Is it Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Yeah.
So I got up, I think it was like 6 o'clock on Saturday, and we had a bit of admin to run, get a few dehires and supermarket shop, you know.
Yeah.
Because you can't take gas on a plane and all that carry on, so you can do a bit of admin and figure out the shit that I'd left behind. And
Did you take a rifle?
No.
Because if you had a rifle at the airport, that would have been
a
bigger shit.
I normally do take a rifle, but I just couldn't be bothered with the admin.
Mm.
And I wasn't overly... I wanted to shoot. I was more interested in shooting Cham, but my mate was more interested in shooting the, hopefully you'd get a strip and stag, an early one.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too fast, and he seats a similar rifle to me, so I was just going to climb behind that, so I wasn't too stressed.
It's easy enough, isn't it?
Yeah. So we woke up Saturday morning and got our gear together and worked out what we didn't have, what I'd forgotten, and managed to rummage through some gear and get all sorted, you know?
Yeah. Packed up and head to the coast.
Head to the coast, mate, to the mighty west, the best coast, west coast, best coast.
Yep.
Go chase, where we went was like, it's pretty famous, got some pretty good lineage for like good genetics for heads and stuff.
For tar or deer or?
For deer.
Deer.
To deer, yeah. Yep. For reds.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's quite famous. So
over the coast and head south.
Over the coast and head inwards, you know. Yeah. Find a big river and start walking, you know. and look upwards and lose a bit of gravy.
Yeah, yeah. Steep, short, steep climb up now, sort of stuff, or long river.
There's a story in itself getting in there.
Go on then.
I swore I'd never say the story, but we'll say it anyway. So neither of us had ever been to the spot. We knew about it. So we thought, we've done a little bit of research. And we made the old faithful trick of following some other's boot tracks.
Oh, no.
So the track started in the river.
Yeah.
And we would just walk along up the river, get to look up this river. And I'm sure the track's supposed to turn off somewhere here. There's boot prints. Oh, surely we're in the right track. So we just keep following the river up. And then we get to this, gorgy spot. And I was like, this can't be right. This can't be right. This is like a trampers use this track. It's like bloody Emmy man and his dog. Look at me. So we spent the next 45 minutes. Mind you, we'd already just spent the last hour rock hopping up a river.
Yeah.
And then, so we got this, but we had to climb. It's one of those gorges where you just got to keep climbing up and keep climbing up to try to get around.
Yeah.
And we got full packs on, and it's monkey scrub, and it's vines, and it's bush lawyer, and it's wet, and I'm sweating, and keep climbing, and I get look up, and shit, that looks a bit clear. What's going on here? Keep climbing, and here's like a 2-lane freaking highway track. And soon as that, we walked past it about an hour ago, the entrance, we discovered it when we come out, so we just wasted two hours.
Just spent 2 hours.
Which should have taken us 20 minutes.
Oh, and this is day one.
This is day one. This is straight into it.
Jesus. Yeah. Who's leading this mission?
Oh, another guy was. I was... just chucking in my 5 cents here and there.
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty much decided the spot, and I had to rub around just to go. Just to go, you know.
It's never your fault, is it? Always someone else's.
It was a combination of various, you know.
Yeah. Shit.
But that was a bit of a laugh. So got to the first hut, had a bit of a smoko. Absolutely cooking. But he dropped a few kegs in the sweat, I reckon, that day.
Big hot day. It's been some good weather, eh?
Yeah, it was good. It was absolutely cooking. I was like, oh, shit, I should be diving, not hunting, just carry on. But I should have been diving. I actually had been invited to go fishing by a good mate, the Bald Eagle. But
the Bald Eagle was mad keen on it, eh? Did he get out, do you know?
He did get out. He didn't get anything flash, so I wasn't too fair. But
didn't miss out on much.
And I'm sitting there sweating my ring out, and I was like, oh, I should be under the water right about that. Sounds a better idea. But got to the first hut, sat there, had a bit of smoking, and bit of dark chocolate, get the energy levels back up, and kept on going up. Before we got, we saw, how many deer we see before we saw? So we saw 8 deer on the walk in, just in the river.
Yeah.
On slips, and could have shot
cruising.
5 of them.
Mean.
Easily. Some of them were dumb as shit. They were just whistling at them, and the main river off the track.
So it's quite a main track. There's a few hikers around.
I wouldn't say it's a main track. The first bit of the track is pretty
cold.
Okay. Once you get past the first hour, it gets gorgy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's up a few swing bridges. And
yeah.
It's a quite a well-known crossing across the Alps from the east to the west.
Oh, yeah.
So we were going in from the west. So it's used, but you could tell the track hadn't been maintained for a while. So
oh, yeah.
I think because it's not one of the common ones I personally think they're still trying to catch up from COVID.
On track maintenance and shit.
Because the next track we went up the following day was diabolical trying to follow it.
Yeah.
We couldn't even find the start of it. It'll wash
down. If you just told us where the spot is, and then Doc will be straight onto it, mate. They'll sort it out for you.
I can't do that. I can't do that, mate. We're having me man and his dog in there.
Anyway, yeah.
So we got to the hut, and the first hut, when we get there, I think it was 9 o'clock, I was pretty shagged.
Yeah.
Just because we wasted all that energy when we didn't have to. So, yeah, we just got there, and then the plan was the next day we walked up the hill. It was about, I think it was a 6-hour grunt up the hill.
Yeah.
Which was a fair grunt. I was pretty happy to get to the top.
And then camping in the tops.
Yeah, we camped in the tops. We spent 3 nights up there.
Oh, nice.
So there was this one main valley that we wanted to glass.
Yeah.
We had to walk around it, but the first night we just shot 200 metres away from camp. Sat there in glass, I think, what we see. And the first evening, we saw 18 deer and 8 chamois, I think we saw.
Jeez.
A lot of young stags, a lot of 8 pointers. Very typical missing bay times.
Good looking young stags, like stags with potential sort of thing?
Yeah, some of them were.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them were seen from like over a K away, so it was quite hard. Like, you could see, they're young, and some, like most of them were real even.
You need that Swaro 115, bro. My name the is big guy. I see, it's a 95. Vin Elliott selling his 95, or it might be a 115. You should get it, bro.
I'll get that when I can afford my chopper float in.
Yeah.
And my MRA and everything else that goes with it. Gee. I was thinking about chucking the 65 off the bank when the way up the hill and tell you that much.
Yeah.
But no, so we were quite happy. Because the bit we were glassing, that was where we didn't even want to glass. It was just because it was close to camp and we were pretty shagged from the...
Shagged from a couple of days big climbing.
Yeah, not as fit as we should be. You know? too many beers over New Year's and, you know how it is.
Nah, mate, always fit. Never unfit in the hills.
That's a story for another buddy. Another one off, I'd say. But we turned it in. And next day we went climbed around this other big valley, so we got into it. We thought it'd be like a 20-minute hike. It was like 2.5 hours, so we're half dead when we get there.
Far on this trip, your planning for everything has just been immaculate, hasn't it? Nothing's gone out of whack. It's just you've known exactly what was going to happen every time.
Are you surprised?
Not at all.
Yeah, so we went around this other, but we spotted a big tar, actually. Like a lone bull tail. So we thought, he's a bit... It was like right on the edge of the boundary of where they cull them.
Oh, yeah.
Like right on the edge.
Yeah.
Not that it gives away the spot where it is. But, so I thought, we might come back and visit you a bit later on, you know?
So, is he a long way off kind of thing?
Yeah, and it was like, to go after him, you sort of have to change the whole plan. And we were targeting stags and chamois, so it was like...
Yeah.
Oh, we might take it the following day, so we kept on walking around and finally got to the glasses. It opened up. It was absolutely one of the best glassing spots I've ever seen.
Main.
It was main. We sat there for probably 10 hours. Saw one chimney.
Main glassing spot.
Because the night before we'd seen heaps.
Yeah.
They were like, sure, something's wrong. The chimney we did see, he was easily 9.5 inches, but he was, we're pretty sure he's a buck. But he didn't have the hooks. His hooks aren't real well defined.
Like good length, like just not
real
that...
real good length, but he didn't really have the hook. He hooked more than a nanny would, and he wasn't heavy. So, we hummed and hard. We don't think he was a nanny. It's like one of those ones you just...
It's a confusing day and age, eh? He might identify as a nanny.
But we come to a conclusion that we were like 95% sure it was a buck, but we think it was a young one. It was just real, because all the animals we saw in there all had good length.
They all
had real good length.
But he's just missing that like hook development.
Yeah, and he's just wishing weight, and I was like, I've shot.
But doesn't that, I know minimal about chamois.
And I probably know a minimal more about you.
Yeah. Twice as much as me, which is still fuck all. But that hook development, I mean, it's standard horn growth. Hook development is going to come first, so if you don't grow good hooks initially, that's it. So you don't grow hooks later because you've grown from the bases up.
He wasn't very heavy anyway.
So maybe, like, even if he was an older animal, perhaps just had like a few shit years and didn't grow the hooks, and so perhaps was never going to be a monster buck anyway because he didn't have, you know, because that's the same thing with the tar. If they haven't got that lamb tip, and same with the sheep overseas and shit, if you haven't got decent lamb tips, you're just never going to be a monster goat.
It's funny you say that. I got a stone sheep this year. The old fella told me that the gaps never ever, so as they get older, the age gaps get smaller. Told me very rarely do they get bigger. Do they get smaller then go bigger?
Yeah.
And I was like, I sat there watching the stone sheep for, I don't know, 3 hours. I'm like, there should be a ring between these two, but there's not. The thing gets bigger. So I went back with the phone. I says, mate, you need to rethink your ideas, buddy.
No, but that is the general rule. They don't get... And it's the same with tar. They stack up.
Yeah, but obviously he had a bad year, then had a compensatory growth.
And that sort of stuff can happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that, I don't know what it is with tar, but with stone sheep with like all of the four sheep, they talk about how in the your third to fourth year growth is your biggest growth. So
apart from your lamb tip.
No, yeah, but your biggest gap between your annuli, between your ring, will be between that 3 and 4. So you might get a between your 2 and 3, and then it might get a little bigger for your 3 and 4, and then shrink again. And but then
your false ones in there somewhere too as well.
Yeah, and then you often have false rings depending on all sorts of different.
But yeah, shit creek.
But that's a story for a different day. Let's get back to the West Coast.
Back to the West Coast, eh?
And we're looking at an undeveloped chamois doe buck. Something, we're not sure what it is.
I'm pretty sure it's a buck. We didn't check this. We had the spot on it, but we didn't take any photos of it.
Yeah.
And it was also 400 metres directly below us, so it would have been a fair grunt. So that played into consideration.
The steeper the hill, the smaller he looks, eh?
Like, if he was a not hard 9.5 absolute cranker, I would have been running down there to get him, but I've shot similar before, so I wasn't in there just to shoot anything, you know?
Yeah.
I'm in there to shoot big stuff.
Looking for monsters.
Yeah, so we parked up there and got back home for a delicious deer high and a fart and into bed.
What were you running for food?
Cup of soup.
Cup of soup?
I ran a couple of cups of soup. Bloody funny, actually. So my mate, he had Radix, and I had backcountry mostly, so.
Yeah.
And whenever something... We needed to change the trip, but we'd smash a bag of meagre greens if we needed a bit of luck or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And something would help.
What's your go-to backcountry flavour?
Depends how rich I'm feeling.
Standard backcountry, not the gourmet one. Standard backcountry, they all cost the same. What's your go-to?
Probably a lamb fettuccine.
Lamb fettuccine.
Yeah, there's about 3 or 4 that I go for.
Yeah?
Mainly, yeah. There's lamb fettuccine or I think it's chicken fettuccine as well, actually. Beef stroganoff goes good. Don't buy the vegan ones. Learned that the hard way. Never do that again.
I didn't know backcountry did a vegan.
Neither did I until I tried it.
What'd you have?
Oh, because I don't like mushrooms.
So yeah, like a mushroom.
I saw a mushroom bolognese. I was like, oh, yeah, that should be all right. And people know me and vegans. We not come from the same cut of cloth, you know. So I got into it. Well, I actually ate it. I was fencing up in Gizzy. I made a power cut. And I was feeling lazy. Oh, I'll just smash a backcountry with that. And I got,
so you're not even hunting. You're not. Fucking hell.
It was powers out. I was like, oh, I'm hungry. I want to go to bed. So I thought, just smash a backcountry.
So what, you just whipped out your jet boil and up goes a backcountry?
Yeah, but the rest of it went in the fire.
Oh, fucking hell. Was it good mushrooms at least?
No, it was foul. It was absolutely foul.
Oh, God.
I think I went and cooked up some 2-minute noodles or something.
Yeah. All right. So, first day of proper hunting.
Yeah, so one chamois.
And you see one chamois from the ultimate glassing spot. So you do a big climb, you get to the perfect glassing spot. You spend 10 hours there and you see one chamois.
Well, it was the thing of it, the one chamois we did see, a lot of people would have shot.
Yeah, okay.
And it was like, it was a good chamois. Like, it wasn't...
And to be fair, that's hunting too, isn't it? Mm. Like, it doesn't matter how good a spot it is. Sometimes you go somewhere and there's nothing there. You would have been on.
Oh, no worries. It would be a whole different story of the day. But I've shot a couple of chamois. He shot a couple of 10-inch chamois. So we're not. If I'd shot it, it would have just been another chamois. I've already got one of those. Yeah. So I wouldn't mind a skin, but I'd prefer a winter skin, you know, of a chamois.
Mm,
so I was more after something 9.5 bigger with weight and.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ideally, you want that. Got a goal of getting 11-inch chamois, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But,
man.
Yeah, so we left him and walked home, cut around the top, and mate found a Gerber knife. We found an old stag carcass.
With a knife?
Yeah, he found a knife, a little pocket knife.
Oh, man.
We picked that up, went home. Bloody wecker. Oh, that's right. Got back. Have you seen heaps of weckers on this trip?
Up high?
Yeah, like.
Do they do up?
I don't know. We would have seen like 10 wickers.
Shit.
Like on the second day, I think it was, or third day. Second or third day. I'm trying to think now. What was our second day? How many days were we in there for? We're at the top, whatever. The next day we, I'm trying to think what we did. How many days were we at the top for?
So you went in on Saturday.
Yep. Walked up to the top on... Oh, yeah, so we had 2 days on the top. That's right, because the weather turned to cack on us. But anyway, second day. All right. Since, we're talking about Wicca.
Yeah.
Oh, so we got back to camp.
Yeah.
I thought we got this Kia. I was like, fuck, I hope Kia don't come destroy my ridiculously expensive tent. And I get back, there's nothing but the old couple of backcountries are bloody dragged out everywhere out of my tent.
So from Wicca.
I'm pretty sure not, it was the Wicca.
Not the Kia.
Because there was no holes in the tent. And they were, it's, like every night you see a bloody Wicca walking around around our tent.
And no Kia around.
Oh, there's plenty of Kia around as well.
But we, reckon it was the Wicca getting into it. I'm pretty
sure
it was
the Wicca, yeah. Yeah. But like the second day, we saw Wicca like 1,500 metres. A couple of Wicca walking around.
That high up? Sure.
Yeah. Well, we were like, what's that? Oh yeah. No, it's Wicca. We thought it was Kia, but no, it's a Wicca. It was heaps. You'd hear them calling at night. And yeah, most wickers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was cool.
They're cool critters, eh? Seeing them around.
But the next day, what was it the next day? Woke up again. The morning we glassed some of the similar country because we had to go past a big bowl.
Yeah.
To get to where we went the first day. So it was where we saw that tar, we went up after him, so we'd get close to him. And that opened up to the top of another watershed. So we glassed down into there. Well, we got there, so we just didn't see the tar at all. Seen heaps of sign because it's a Waro area. Or here I am to say it properly.
Waro.
You get there, you see a super fresh sign up on the tops, and we reckon they could be like real nocturnal, a lot of the deer in certain catchments.
Oh.
Because the deer were all in the chamois, there was no chamois up high.
Yeah.
They were all, so they could be
like on the bush edge.
On the bush edge, so they might have been chopper hunted.
A lot of chopper pressure on them. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you get to this big, like, there's just scream deer, and it's just like super fresh sign in the rivers.
Yeah.
Up top. And it's just like, nah, never seen any there. But anyway, right up this other watershed, sat there. What we see? Six deer. And then walked another 100 metres up higher, and it opened up like a second sort of offshoot as well. Heaps, and it was like, we called it the nursery.
The nursery.
Because all we'd see was just does and kids and that, of chamois.
Yeah.
No bucks, just, I think what we see.
Just young family groups, kind of.
No, on twos and fours, I think we saw like 10 in total.
Yep.
And then we got up there, and then we were just sitting there, and you know the old West Coast, the fog rolls in. Just sitting there, well, it was a bit wispy, and then about, I think it was like 1 o'clock, just white out, complete white
gone.
Out, gone burger.
And real, like, that classic, like, no wind, like, it's, like, you know it ain't blowing away in a hurry.
Well,
like,
that was the thing, so we looked at it, because I was like, we either sit here, or we go back to the tent and sit there, so we just literally got the migraines out for a bit of luck. Had a feed of migraines, had a cup of soup, and... And a bit of sleep and mucked around and about. So from what I understand about West Coast fog is once it turns up in the evening, you'll bug it. From what I understand. But anyway, we sat then about 5:30, but within about 2 minutes, clear blue sky.
Oh, man. So in and out quite quickly.
Oh,
well, we sat 4 hours.
3 hours. 3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah. Just fucking sitting there, and that was finger up my ass, carry on, doing nothing.
Counting board, rocks.
Taking pictures of Kia.
Yeah.
You know, trying to fill your time. Sitting there in the Lightroom playing with photos.
Isn't it amazing what you can get up to when you're like absolutely bored?
Oh, like, I did, I think it was 4 days in a one-man tent in my first season in Canada.
Oh.
And I just bought my phone, so I had no games.
Who has games on their phone?
Everyone has games on their phone.
No.
Yeah. Everyone. Oh, you see, but anyway. I was sitting there, and I got that bored. I went through and put a photo next to all my contacts. Then I have to got the photo next. So all my contacts have photos next to them.
From through your, like, list of photos? Like,
yeah, I'd go through all my photos and find
like,
the people.
Find Bruce, add him to the thing.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh. Yeah, so anyway, back to... The fog clears at 5:30 or something.
Yeah, and
and we're on.
We think we're on, but we've just seen the same chamois again.
Yeah.
We were hoping, well, we sat there waiting for this tar to come out, but he never showed himself.
Yeah.
And we sat there, I think we sat about 7:30 or something. Like, we could have sat there till dark, but it was a bit of a dicey last push-up, so we shot back and glassed a few places on the way back to camp. And yep. Got us a weather forecast, and we knew there was a bit of rain coming at the end of the week, but so well. I don't like hunting in the rain. I hate it.
I mean, fair call. Yeah. Anything in the rain is not
if it's
going to
rain, you're on the West Coast tops, there's no point being there, essentially. And so we did one last morning in the Murphy's Law, biggest stag of the trip, shows up, 20 minutes from camp. We went back around to our first classing spot.
Yeah.
And then we're literally about to 10 minutes before we're about to go back to camp, and then 11 pointer shows up. Longest, biggest frame we'd seen.
Like, how big, like, come on, describe it. Is it old? Is he fucking heavy?
And... if he was old, he'd be dead.
Oh.
He's like, you, straight away you look at him, and you're like, ooh. You know when you look at something, you straight away you get interested. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you look through a spotter or something.
It stands out. You're
like,
ooh.
Like an 8-pointer or something. Like, yeah. But then you look through, it's like, ooh, hang on, we need another look. But
yeah, we need to stop here and have a check here. Yeah,
like, if you'd shot him, you wouldn't have been disappointed, maybe, but you could just see he's still holding his head up high. And
not thick through the...
Real nice brow tines, real nice brow tines,
How could you see his coronets, like, high?
Nah, it was like, we didn't really look, because we could just see straight away his head was up, you know what I mean? You just got a young look about his face, you know?
Just the way... It's funny how, and it's hard, well, it's...
Like, I'm no expert at aging deer, but...
But you can get, even without, like, being descriptive of it, you can see an animal...
Yeah.
You can go that channel. Like, I remember the first wolf I saw when we were in Canada. I saw it and I was like, that's a young dog, that is.
Well, they're not full out.
And then I think I was with Todd and Todd saw it and he goes, yeah, no, that's a young wolf. And like, but you just, a young
animal.
Like,
why were there not bullets flying?
Oh, it was like, we were running 30-30s. It was a long way away. It wasn't
That wouldn't normally stop you, Bruce.
No. I never got to... I got my rifle out on a wolf in camp across the lake there at Bluebell once.
Was that your first season?
Yeah, but...
Was that the season before I got there, wasn't it?
Yeah, but never got a shot. Like, saw it and I was like, oh, there's a wolf. I actually got a photo of it because I had a spotting scope sitting there, so I got a photo.
You marked around a spotting scope.
And I was like, oh, fuck, grab my rifle and shoot it, and then it was gone by then. But you know, like, you know how from sitting in camp you can see across the other side of the lake?
That's like 300 yards over there.
Yeah.
Was that when that moose came out? Dusty went after. No, we were sitting there having breakfast and that moose comes out and you were talking about bloody old Bigfoot or whatever it was talking about?
Maybe, I don't know. Fuck. Yes. Yeah. And that moose came out on the other side there. Yeah. Same spot. Sort of where the outlet
sure
of the lake is.
I'm pretty sure it's the one she ended up shooting anyway, wasn't it?
When she shot with Rob down...
That meadow just below camp there, below the Bluebell.
On the track back home.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sidetracked again. Where were we? Talking about stags. Old stags.
Young stags.
Old stags, yeah. So, like, we thought about it, but I was like, he really needs another year, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
Because you could see the length down low, and it just wasn't there in the top as well. It just didn't. His top didn't match his, like, his bottoms didn't match his tops, if you know what I mean. It just wasn't quite there.
Not heavy timbered and things like that. Yeah. Not heavy set body. Yeah.
We've shot better.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Leave it.
You don't shoot big ones if you start shooting little ones.
Yep.
We learned that the hard way.
Okay, so you leave this fella.
Leave this fella, and by this point it's like, oh, well. Good. It's going to rain in 6 hours, so pack up camp. Well, the original plan was just to pack up camp and get down to the first hut.
Yeah.
But because the climb up was pretty average, you know, so I thought, oh, we'll just give us plenty of time. But we got halfway down there and we got the bright idea of walking. What took us 2 days to get here, we thought we'd walk out of one, you know?
I've done that way too many times, eh? We're like, oh, I'll just walk home.
So according to the old iPhone health app, oh, it's not the most accurate of anything, but according to that, 26K later.
Fucking hell. How many, that'd be like 80,000 steps for your little legs too, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to getting the boots off by the end of it. We found the track on the way out, thank God.
Yeah. So just main road the whole way out?
Yeah, main road the whole way out.
Oh, man, that's nice, eh?
We took the wires away and just...
Just got chugging.
Just got chugging. It was... But, yeah, so we were supposed to be in the hotel Friday, but we came out on the... We were supposed to be in the hotel Thursday, but we came on the Wednesday because of the rain.
Yeah.
Because it was like... Probably would have been alright, but it was a lot of side creeks we had to cut, and you read the hut books, and like, if they come up, you're kind of screwed. You're not stuck. So,
yeah.
I ain't really in the position to be stuck in the bush for a week. I know I'd love to be stuck in there, but...
bills to pay.
Yeah, I still haven't paid them, but we'll get there.
That's what tomorrow's for, right?
Yeah, that's why Bruce is not getting paid for a while.
Oh, I know where you sleep, mate, so I'll get paid.
You'll get paid, mate. Don't worry. You'll get paid. So
an eventful, uneventful trip.
I wouldn't call it an uneventful trip.
But, well, eventful, but no...
Oh, the trigger wasn't pulled, but, yeah. if you wanted to fall the freezer, like, we talked about, we said, well, we should probably shoot one of these hinds on the way up to do our bit, you know?
But so why didn't you? Why didn't you do your bit, Timmy?
Well, we didn't see any on the way out, you know?
Yeah. Shit's heavy, you got a long way to walk.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put my pack on in the morning, and thought, oh, yeah, this is not too bad, and by the end of it, I was fucking, oh, this is pretty heavy.
Man. But, so you'd go back to that spot?
Yeah. Yep. There was another valley across, so, you know, when you're up top, you're just looking all the valley mountains around.
Yeah.
So we've already got our next spot lined up for.
So not the same valley?
Same valley, same main valley, it's just a different tributary.
Oh, once you get further up, yep.
Yeah, it's almost just opposite, yep. Sort of. Yeah.
Man.
But you know when you're a kid and you always read those old school guys and those old historic places.
Yeah.
There's those certain areas in the South Island that you always hear about.
Yeah.
It was just cool to finally get to one of them.
Yeah.
Like I've done a lot in the South Island now, but it's always a place I've been on my hit list.
To get up there and it's to get into those old places where you've grown up reading stories from, like, you know, back in the day, like the rod and rifle and shit like that, yeah. and then in there, the NZ Hunter.
I think is it Percy Lyles or something? Is that his name? Percy shot the last moose.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, so
nah, there's still moose down there. He hasn't shot the last one.
Depends who you talk to.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Percy
Lyles. I think it's his name. Shot the third moose in New Zealand or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just like read some of his stories and some of the places he's been, and you know, that's it. Old school deer killer sort of names. It was just kind of cool to. And one of the huts we stayed in, we had like the original hut book, was like all laminated.
Oh, man. Oh, so there'd be some great, like, sort of yarns.
If I could read the old school handwriting, it would be, but.
Oh, it's just that scribble. Yeah.
So, like, you sit there and you start looking at a mess. Oh, we'll go up here, go up there.
Yeah. Places just steeped with, like, hunting history and. Yeah.
Had a bit of blowout the second day with the old pick and mix, though.
What do you mean?
Well, because it was cooking hot at lunchtime, I'd been munching the pick and mix in the morning, and I didn't put it back in my bag and left it sitting in the sun.
Oh, all the chocolate bits?
Nah, not even chocolate bits. The apricots?
Yeah.
They all melted into a big ball.
How fucking hot was it?
Pretty hot.
Not had that happen.
So I didn't put it to waste, but it was a... sat there and ate my pick and mix, which was supposed to be for the next 3 days in a day.
Yeah.
But nah, it was...
Good trip then.
Good trip. Good trip. Almost be a good place for a chopper and walkout sort of a job, you know?
Yeah.
Just for time wise.
So you hadn't walked in far enough to be in a wilderness zone, or you weren't on the edge of a wilderness zone?
Not on the edge of a wilderness zone. It's too far.
So you could chop it right in.
Chop it wherever you want, I'm pretty sure. I'd have to look into it a bit more, but.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
There's some good spots. Like, you look at, like, the stuff Jay Wilds has been doing when he was, like, he's been living, spent the whole of the last, sort of, like, I guess what he's calling his hunting season, down in Franz Josef, I think. Franz Josef, and he was just flying in to spots. There's some mean, like, spots when you're...
Depending on how fit you're, like...
When you're able to just fly around...
My fitness levels probably should be a bit higher. Everyone's going to say the same, but...
Yeah, you always want to be a little bit better, don't you?
It's like, it was pretty hard work getting out of bed in the morning some mornings. But, you're sort of buggered by the time you get there a lot of the time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something nice about a fly-in trip.
But there's also, when we were talking about it, something more satisfying about walking in and walking out, you know?
Yes.
A little bit of it nicer if we had the old 45-incher on the backs as well.
Yeah.
Looked like the big dogs. But,
yeah.
You know, it was good.
Oh, it's good stuff. So what do you got planned next? What's your next sort of trip you've got lined up?
I'm waiting for someone to twist my arm.
What about the raw? Whoppity ballot? Raw?
No, I didn't get a whoppity ballot this year, sadly. So I won't be going back into Fiordland. Well, not at the moment anyway.
Someone. If you're listening and you've got a spot, I know a guy with a rubber arm.
Yep. I've got a rubber arm, but I've had a bit of a really tough couple of months and the old bank account's looking a bit sick, so I might... I'll go to Stewie in June.
So that's your next big one? Well, that's currently planned anyway.
That one's like a locked-in one.
Yeah.
We went to Stewie last year.
So where are you going this year's trip?
Same place.
Lord's River.
South Lords, yeah.
Yeah.
Get dropped off and I think we've got 8 days there, so...
That'll be good. How many are you going down for that trip?
Six of us, I think. Yeah, so that should be good. Going to dive with some whiteys.
Yeah. What's the, the hut like at Lord's?
Pretty good. It's pretty good. They're all so it's a Maori block?
Yeah.
So they're all the same huts. So I think it's ridiculously hot. Like, you're middle of winter. We've been going in June.
Yeah.
And you sleep with the door open because the fire just cooks
you. Yeah. We had the same setup when we were on, I'm
trying to think how many bucks it was.
We were Big Curry last year, and there was five of us. Yeah. And it might have been like an 8-bunk hut or something.
I think it's six. I'm trying to think. It might have been six. Whatever it was. Nice hut. But yeah, they're real nice. So you can camp
around. Well, maybe we were only six. There was plenty of beds.
Plenty of beds and plenty of seafood.
Yeah.
And we took way too much food last time we went down.
Oh, it's such a cool spot, eh? With all the food. Like, we took heaps of food as well. And then...
It's a different sort of trip, eh? It's like... Yeah. I was trying to explain to someone. It's like when you go on your big... The mission I've just been on, your tar blocks. You sort of go in, you go in to refresh yourself, but you come out feeling absolutely buggered because you've walked for a million miles.
Yeah.
You slept in a tent and...
Yeah.
Whereas you go to Stewart Island, if you're walking any more than 3K a day, you're going too fast anyway.
And it's not hilly. I think the highest point on our block was 80 metres.
Yeah. Like, if you don't want to go hunting for the morning, you just go fishing.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go fishing, you go diving.
Yeah, there's like so many, we can just chill out and do nothing.
Yeah, and like, oh, it was so good. But in the middle of winter, I had to get out of bed till about 7. Yeah. That was quite nice too, eh?
Yeah.
Putting around the boat and, oh, it's just relaxing.
I'm trying to get a
tar. I've been offered a tar block again, but I have to do a bit of research and see about it. But I've got a... Yeah, I'd like to go tar hunting. I normally go down the raw.
Yeah.
But something's got to give, you know?
Something's got to give, eh? You got to, yeah.
I already go down too much as it is, and especially if I want to get back on the big bird, go back to the Canada this year.
Get back and do another season, eh?
I have to do some work at some point.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of guiding lined up, which should be fun.
That'll be good.
Keep my hand in.
Some more chopper guiding.
Bit of red stuff.
Yeah.
Bit of high fence stuff, which is meh.
It's a different sort of a thing.
I couldn't do a whole season with the high fence. Yeah. It's good, but it's...
It's a different game.
It's a whole different ball game. But the chopper stuff is...
Same thing. It's a whole other ball game again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's quite... Like, I thought I wouldn't enjoy it when I first did it. But it's kind of hard not to enjoy just boosting around a helicopter.
If I ever met somebody... Who told me they didn't enjoy a chopper ride?
Yeah.
Straight away, I'm not interested in you anymore. You're not. I'm not talking to you. Like,
it's a good way to look at to fast track yourself to get some more hunting spots.
Yeah. How many spots on a GPS have you got, Mark? Now,
handful.
Yeah.
I haven't been back there yet. But
I have
a handful. Bigger, yeah.
Oh man. Oh, we'll wrap this one up, and later this week we'll.
Talk some more rubbish.
Talk some more rubbish, and we'll go through, have some yarns about Timmy, where Timmy hunted, and we'll get into talking.
You want to hear about Timmy, do you?
And a bit more shit about Canada.
Oh, where do we start there?
Seasoned guide in Canada now. The big dog.
I don't know about the big
sheep,
dog.
Sheep guide to me.
Oh, we'll go with the original nickname, eh?
Yep. Nah, man. Cheers for spinning us a yarn about your recent trip, and hopefully this will become like a regular segment we do. So if you go on another trip, you think it's worth spinning a yarn?
Well.
We'll do another one, and I think Jason's about to go on a trip next weekend. I think he's going camping, like fishing and surfing and shit off Great Barrier Island. He's heading up there, so we're going to do a bit of a debrief episode after that, have a yarn about that, and then if anybody listening seems to think they've got a better yarn than Timmy about a recent trip they've been on, get in touch and we'll have you on and you can tell us all about what and where you did it. So, Mint, catch you next time.